IMRO's 2023 Best Local or Regional News Programme, The Voice of the Northwest, The 9 Till Noon Show with Greg Hughes.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for continuing to listen. We're broadcasting across the Northwest on air and across the world online, and we've got people listening all over the place, and it's really good to have you on board. Thank you so very much indeed. And we're getting in some lovely Valentine's Day stories, by the way, so hopefully get a couple of listeners on air a little later on. Some of your comments. RTE can do what they like and the government will throw all the money they demand at them. Amazing. The Gardaí are not in there seizing files and carrying out a criminal investigation. A poor woman selling a few flowers on the streets of Letterkenny to feed her children will be going to Mountjoy. Greg, I'm just wondering if the people that haven't paid their TV licence get an amnesty. Do we, the people that have paid our licence fee, get our money back? What a very interesting question, because that is part of a Sinn Féin motion that was debated last night. I didn't just quite get the outcome of it. I presume it was defeated given the numbers in the Dáil. But part of their proposals was an amnesty for those that didn't pay their TV licence. And everything has to be fair. Would the people that paid for this year get a refund? I'm not sure if that formed part of the debate, but I think it's an excellent question. And someone's texting, they're really quite angry, but I think it's best to address texts so people are heard. So I'll read it and then I'll respond to it. Shame on you, Highland. One of the best broadcasters in the whole world has died. Steve Wright. Excuse me. One of the best broadcasters in the world has died, Steve Wright. And did you not even give him a mention? Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I did hear this news yesterday evening. Very saddened to hear of anyone passing suddenly. I know he was on radio on Sunday and really quite sadly signed off saying, "I'll see you next week." And such is life. Unfortunately, he has lost his life and he died suddenly at just 69 years of age with so much left to give. Very saddened to hear about it, generally speaking. The reason I didn't reference it is because I am not really very familiar with Steve Wright. I wouldn't have listened to him. I wouldn't be familiar with his work. And obviously, you attempt to get people on who know what they're talking about and someone who can pay a fitting tribute to someone. And that's some of the stuff we're working on. But me personally, I would have to have made it up, because I'm very saddened to hear of his loss and my sympathy with his family and his fans and his friends. But I wouldn't have been familiar with him to pay a tribute. And that's just to be completely honest with you. I know he was incredibly influential and I know he was a superstar DJ, which you don't really see much now anymore. But beyond that, unfortunately, I wouldn't have been able to pay a tribute fitting of him. Good morning, Greg. Leo Varadkar was questioned in the Dáil yesterday about the $800,000 paid for bringing refugees' pets into Ireland. He said he wasn't aware of this and would have to check it out. What does that tell you about this government? Thank you. A scam going around at the moment, by the way. I had a couple of messages on Facebook, which I don't mind at all. People run things past me. They're a wee bit nervous. A lot of people got a text this morning saying that they'd received a Gardafix charge. And it reads as follows. You have a fine to pay. To avoid any penalty, please pay with your file number 578909 in this case. Now, it is a complete scam. A couple of things that will point that out to you, but you need to check a couple of things. Firstly, it's coming from a random mobile number, okay? It's a number that's cloned. It's people from outside the country doing this. It's a clone number. That's not in and of itself, because they can clone the local Garda station number if they wanted to, if they wanted to put that effort in. But the website, fines-garda.com, it doesn't exist. It's been manufactured just to make it a little bit more realistic, but it's not. The Garda.ie is the website. Fines-garda.com, not an official website, so forget about it. Also, the Gardaí will not contact you in this fashion due to a fixed charge. So there's three good reasons, and all are present to prove to you that it's a scam. Delete it. Do not panic and go on to fines-garda.com, because as soon as you do, they'll start asking you to input your information and they will clean you out. And they only need one of us to have a good day's work. They only need one of us to fall for that. So just let your friends and family know as well, if they don't listen to Ireland, that's a scam going about the place. Hi, Greg. 2.24 billion. How is this even possible? That's 2,240 million euro. If you could spend 1 million per day, it would still take 6.14 years to get to 2.24 million. And even 1 million a day is 41,670 euro per hour. If you can't, if you can spend all in 24 hours, madness. It is when you break the numbers down. Leitrim County Council has issued High Court proceedings to stop asylum housing in hotels. They say planning permission was granted for tourism use, not asylum accommodation. The County Council should follow the example. I do think there's a move away from hotel accommodation, so maybe that would have been interesting a year back. But anyway, let's see. Hi, Greg. So what flag should we have up, Israel or Palestine? Because I still have up my Ukrainian flag. I understand what you're doing. I understand what you're saying with that comment. I don't think people would mind the money being spent on the children's hospital, but the main benefit just now are a company who could keep within their budget. Was there not a bit of a scandal about the company being away over budget but still picked? There's a lot. That whole project has been mired in scandal from almost the get-go. And happy 65th wedding anniversary to my wonderful wife, Madge Callahan, in Grove Hall, Remelton. I love you as much today as the Valentine's Day I met you all those years ago. Lots of love to you, Madge, from your husband, Mickey. So Mickey and Madge, 65 years married today. They met on Valentine's Day. What a beautiful story. I need the love, people. I've plenty of love in my life, but I want more love. Bring it into me. Let me know. 086 6025000. Give us your love stories. We have a few coming up later. They're quite interesting, actually, and quite touching. And as well, don't leave out the singletons out there. You know, you can talk about how it's lovely to be single as well. Able to go to mass to get your ashes on your own in peace. I don't know. It's horses for courses, isn't it? All right, let's take the bingo numbers and we'll be back with more quality content in just a couple of minutes. All right, Mark is with me on the show now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm all right. A bit taken aback. I'm looking at these images you sent us here. A new road in Trenta. Talk to me about it. Paint the picture for those who aren't watching.
Well, the road narrowed in badly where at that section of the road just, and the council came out and they widened it and raised it and left it in good shape. But everything's sunk since, and there's an embankment on one side and there's pipes sticking through for the flood water to get away. But the road sank that much now, the pipes are sticking up above the water. And there's massive big potholes hidden in the puddles of water. The puddles of water are huge. Like your wheels almost, your tires covered completely when you drive into it. The bottom, you don't see the bottom of your tires at all in the water.
And for those who may not be aware, Mark, can you describe where this road is? I know it's in Trenta, but just so people know the road.
It's just, it'll be 1 kilometre on the Kilmacrenan Crennan side of the Presbyterian Church in Trenta.
Right, okay.
So, we'll be.
And gets a
when you're heading for...
Go heading for where, sorry?
Just heading for Kilmacrenan. If you're coming from Church Hill, you're heading straight down to Kilmacrenan just. And you come over the hill, and the next thing you're just down into it, more or less on a blind... You know, come over the blind hill and you're down into it. And before you know it, you're on it.
I mean, looking at the pictures, Mark, it's an unfinished service, Mark. It doesn't look like... I mean, that's hardly the way it's going to be left or has been left, really. Is it? This is not ongoing
works? No, but it was read up before Christmas and I haven't seen anybody working on it since Christmas now. But it has sank now. I know where they're at. It's pretty soft ground, like, and there will be sinkage, but like it's sunk far too... It's down too far now that it's not safe, just...
No.
The road wouldn't be classed as being safe.
And I suppose, too, there is also a situation whereby there's local knowledge, but there's going to be people on that road that come over that brae straight down into that wouldn't be familiar with it, and that's where it gets particularly worrying.
This is that if you get somebody, say, that hasn't known the road, like where a couple of accidents in Kilmacrenan, at the crossroads there, where they didn't know and they went straight through.
Yeah.
You just get straight over the hill and hit into that day, you're going to be in bothers here.
Right,
your car's going to get damaged. You'll be lucky if you stay on the road.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for highlighting it.
Somebody kind of looked at and got kind of straightened up at the crowd, Madeline and Speedy, because it's an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, for sure. And listen, and the road conditions contribute to it, to accidents and collisions. Okay, listen, thanks for helping us highlight it, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, that's, and for those of you who are watching the programme, you'll see the images Not good at all. 086 60 25,000. If you believe you can beat that, we'll post those images on our Facebook page as well, because the absolute majority of you listen, and we want everyone to be able to see what we're talking about, as well as those who watch the show. So we'll get them up on Facebook. 086 60 25,000. WhatsApp your. Let's see if we can beat that. And it's, you know, it's a rogues gallery, so to speak. We don't want. You know, we're not making fun of it, but if you think you've spotted a road that's worse than that one and it is bad, send us in your pictures, your potholes. 086, we're going on a pothole watch. 086 60 25,000, the worst road conditions in Donegal. 086 60 25,000, or across the region, for that matter. Also, too, some, I don't know what you would call it, graffiti, something painted on the road out in Gwydor overnight. Ireland is full, Arl is full, is how it reads. It's appeared on a back road. Well, it's not a back road, it's probably a main route. But someone's went out in the middle of the night and put Ireland is full on it. I'm not sure. I think our services are under severe pressure. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of towns you go around Donegal. Actually, what's happened is a depopulation. If you go to places like, I don't know, Downings, for an example, back in the day, if you talk to people from the area, you looked out and there's, you know, 20 houses scattered across, all had families in, all had young people in them. And now it's older people, which is grand too. But a lot of the houses lie vacant most of the time because they're holiday homes, effectively. Little shops that used to be there, no longer there. And people milling around, talking to each other outside of the summer season, just not the way it used to be. And that's replicated in many, many places. Homes just lying empty. So in terms of accommodation, is Ireland full? I don't know. Are services arguably, yep, at capacity? But I don't know. Someone's took the time to go out and make this statement on the road that Ireland is full. Arl is full. IRL, they didn't go the full Ireland. I'm surprised they didn't go air, actually. But anyway... So for those of you who watched it, you've seen that, and we'll see if they get up on the social media, up on the social media as well. Hiya, good morning. We are joined on the program now by John, who's got a, I tell you, the scams and exploitation are getting worse every day. John, thanks very much for helping us get the word out. How are you keeping, John?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good stuff. Good to have you on the show. So what happened to you, John?
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It happened there about in the middle of the week, the beginning of the week there last week, about Tuesday night. I noticed my Facebook was playing up and I couldn't get access to it at all. I couldn't log into it and I thought something's wrong. Maybe it's Facebook was down. I was thinking maybe my Wi-Fi was weak. I just couldn't get into it. And then it kept popping up to reset my password. But I just couldn't understand. But eventually on Thursday, I tried again. I was just busy, and then I tried again to get into my Facebook account, and I was completely frozen out. They managed to get into my actual email account, and they got my email address, and they changed my email address on my Facebook account, and also they changed the password and the mobile number that I had on it. So therefore, you know, whenever you go in to renew your passport, if you click forget password, then they can send you a code to your mobile.
Yeah.
But they actually had all that changed that I actually couldn't get any access to my Facebook account at all.
Wow. So you couldn't even post on your Facebook to say, sorry, I've been hacked, messages. They'd
I've lost that account completely. Wow. I've lost everything in that account, and I've had that account from the day Facebook started, you know. All my photographs, all my memories, everything's gone because they really got into it and they really... But it was probably that afternoon that I was like so annoyed. I contacted Facebook and I said, listen, I'm showing up here an email address that's not mine attached to this account. And I was sending away emails to, obviously, to Facebook, explaining to them, but nothing came back. Like, I wasn't satisfied how Facebook has handled it at all. And there's no contact telephone number that you can talk to anyone. There is a number that you contact in Dublin, but it rings once and then they hang up, and rings once they hang up. And I just could not get through at all. So, But what happened then was the next morning, about 8:30, I got the phone call from one of my brothers, all excited. And I was like, oh, how can I help you? And he goes, Charlie, how did you get a hold to Taylor Swift tickets? I'll buy them off you. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, Charlie, you're selling 4 Taylor Swift tickets. I go, no, I'm not. He goes, you are. You're selling them for a mate in Scotland. I went, no, I'm not. And I couldn't believe it then that the penny dropped. So I was like, oh my God, please don't answer the message. It's not me. It's a scam. It's definitely not me. You know, if I had Taylor Swift tickets, it'd be gone. You know?
And but, I tell you, you'd be taking me with you too.
You're right. So But I must have got about, in total that day, I must have got about 20 phone calls.
Mm.
From people then phoning me, asking me, going, Charlie, when I try to ring you on Messenger, you'll not answer. Is everything all right? Like, it's not me. It's not me. I promise you, I'm not selling Taylor Swift tickets. And, you know, I was like, and one of my mates, as I said, in Scotland, he contacted me, goes, you know, I was just about to give him my bank details. And he goes, I don't know what came over me to say, I'll give you a phone to save it, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He said, and I was literally, because he said, they're not even dear. They were 175 each.
Right.
But for 4 tickets, and if you do that a number of times, that will soon add up, you know. I'm actually annoyed. I never thought of it myself.
But the thing is too, though.
I'm only joking.
Like, the thing is, I would say what's part of the scam is they don't just take the 170 per ticket. They'll probably say, oh, well, you know, we need, if you send me 200, I'll send you back 30 if you give me your bank details or something like that there. So do you know if anyone, I mean, obviously a lot of people, because they were ringing you to sort of try and get in the back door to buy them off you. Did you learn, anyone fall for the scam? Because we don't often admit if we've been scammed, but I wonder, was anyone able to make contact with you to say that they actually fell for it?
Nobody's got in contact. One of my mates in Scotland said he was so close that he was just about to give his bank details, but whatever it is, he says something came over him. He says, phone me. And he says, and I phoned you, and he says, thank God. He said, I had the numbers typed in ready to send, you know. But the thing was clever about it, they were using my account, but they were saying, I'm selling these for a friend. And then some of my mates in Scotland were telling us, that see, whenever they messaged them, they were like, oh, I'll give you her direct date. I'll give you her mobile or number or message or whatever, and you can message her direct.
Uh-huh.
They were so convincing that they were using, like, see, whenever you log into your Facebook account, you know, you have up your job, where you work, and what you do and all that. They were so convincing, telling them, oh, I worked with Charlie for you or John for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, oh, no, that's why I told him to put these tickets up for me. And, you know, oh, no, it's legit and all this. They were so convincing.
Wow. So it's to get them out of the space where you might be, to get them contacting them and messaging them directly. And, like, there's two things going on here. Obviously, you're advising people about these scams they get on about, but you're out of your Facebook account as well. Now, it might not be... I know some people that is their life and memories. Do you know what I mean? And if they lost access to that, they'd be absolutely devastated. I mean, some phones...
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm totally... You wouldn't believe... Like, I'm talking First Communion confirmations,
but
babies born, and the photographs with my granny, God rest her, all gone, all these memories that I will not, you know, yourself, you take photographs and you never develop them.
Yep.
But at least on Facebook, there was always this background of a copy of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, places you've seen all over the world, as I said, I've had that since Facebook came out.
Yeah.
Maybe showing my age now, but at the end of the day, it's a massive big deal, but I really have to be honest to the people out there. Facebook have been so, so poor on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because this two-step verification and all that crack, that's designed to protect us.
God.
And
I cannot get through to a person to speak to and explain to them, because, as I said, I'm still getting messages even today.
Okay.
I obviously had to make up a new Facebook account, and then I put it up then on the public page to say, by the way, this is my old account, has been hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote a wee sort of a thing on it to say, avoid, people are trying to sell Taylor Swift tickets. Don't go near it. It's a scam. But, you know, I hope I can stop a few people from doing it. but it's happening.
How do you think they got in? Did you click a link or something yourself?
It's funny you saying that. I had a message from my... I got this random message about 2 weeks ago from my brother, and it was like, oh, Charlie, do you know that I've been working here now for so long? And he goes, and I was able to claim back all my tax. Uh-huh.
Right, okay.
And I text him back. I go, oh, wow. I said, would that have worked for me? I said, even though I've moved away from that country, I said, would it work for me? He goes, well, if you're too busy, send me your bank details and I'll check for you.
Oh, my word. Okay.
And that's really struck home with me.
Yeah.
So then I went into I screenshotted it. And I phoned Martin I phoned my brother on the phone. I says, listen, by the way, are you... I said, is this genuine? And he goes, what are you talking about? So it started from his... When I accepted his new friend request...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's where I seem to have made the problem.
Thankfully,
you know,
you don't have a card connected to your Facebook account. I think anyone who has, for Marketplace it's good to break those connections. And if anyone's got any tips as to how our caller, you've called yourself about four different names at this stage, so I don't know what to call you anymore. But anyway,
do you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
Go on. John, go on.
I'll be honest. I don't want anybody. I'm just trying to save people from getting caught out, because I know what it's like when you... I don't know if you've seen the video with the scammer. There's a video going about YouTube. You should see it. It's incredible. Where a woman was scammed out of $1,200 for two Taylor Swift tickets to take her daughter. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
And then she had to go and explain to her daughter that the money was gone and that they're not going to Taylor Swift. But this radio station, I'm not saying you should do this for me, it'd be great. But this radio station came up and got them tickets for Taylor Swift. It was actually... unbelievable. But you want to see the reaction, but it's on YouTube. You can type it up.
I could rustle up a mug. That's about that. Yeah, I mean, do you want a mug?
No. That's not what I'm doing. All I'm trying to do is...
Impossible. I can throw a pen in it. I can't do four Taylor Swift tickets.
No, but what I'm saying is...
But no, I get you. I know exactly what you're saying. But come here, before I let you go, right? Are you a Taylor Swift fan? Or would you just go for the experience?
No, I would have went just to see her. Like, I mean, I watched Super Bowl just to see her. I wasn't really even into Super Bowl. Don't even like that.
I didn't get to see that yet.
Yeah.
All right, listen, come here. Thanks for helping us to get the message out there. I'm sorry I can't just sort of say, oh, and by the way, we just don't have that swing.
Not at all. Thank you very much. And as I said, all I'm trying to do is get the word out there for people to be careful what they're clicking onto on Facebook or even their email accounts. It's so easy to think that you're... Do you know what's actually, just before I go, I'm so sorry, Greg. There's a movie in the cinema just now called The Bee.
I've seen it.
The Beekeeper.
The Beekeeper, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I have seen it, yeah.
And do you know what? I went to the cinema to see that last week.
Yeah.
And I came out, I thought to myself, my God, that'll never happen to me.
There you go.
And by God, was I so sorry that I said that. Because it's really all about this situation of these horrible, horrible scams, you know?
What did you think of the film?
Yeah. I actually totally loved it. I thought it was actually very good. I loved the storyline. Yeah. And maybe if there's somebody out there listening and can catch the person who's doing this and do that to them, I'd be very happy.
Well, I don't think we want to go to blow them up, but anyway. No, I mean, like, it's his type of film, isn't it? It's not a documentary, it is a film, but yeah.
Not at all.
It actually was interesting highlighting the scams and what have you. Listen...
That's the whole point of it. Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself. Thank you. And listen,
bye-bye.
Hopefully you get to see Taylor at some point. That's John there. 086 60 25,000. 086 60 25,000. All right, let's see. We're going to talk love now. Kevin's with us. Hiya, Kevin.
Just remember what that was. Love, yes. Yes, just about. Yep.
Well, this whole conversation, right, is about how you met your wife, you're still together, beautiful children, all romance, and the first thing you say is, I just about remember what love is. Now, come on, Kevin, work with me here.
That's how long ago it was, you see, Greg. You know, you're only a young fella yet. Like, you have a good memory of it.
Come here. Kevin, right, take us back to the late 70s. Your full head of dog hair, big collars, probably wearing a nice pair of slacks, bell-bottoms, lovely pair of shoes. You're walking through Letterkenny like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. You can pick up the story from there. What happened?
Who's been talking about me?
Go on, how did you meet her?
1979, Sunday night in the Grill.
Yeah.
The end of March, I met her. And she's just after coming into the room now and putting I'm dead.
Oh, no. Right, the old thumb across
you got
the neck.
Me. Right, okay. You got me in, baller.
Okay, come on, we can be quick while you're still here.
While I'm still around, yes. We dated the Monday night. She went back to work and had to go to a concert during the week, and she came back at the weekend. And on the Monday, we got engaged.
Mm. What?
So that's a week later.
And did you pop the question?
Of course I did.
Down on one knee and all?
No, just I was sitting at the time, I suppose.
And like, what? How did you phrase that? I mean, like, it's only a week in. Like, you couldn't have got a sense of what she wanted at that point. Like, how did you know you weren't going to get thrown back into your face? What?
Well, if I did get thrown back in my face, well, look, that would have been it. But I didn't get thrown back in my face.
Yes.
It was accepted, and I went and bought the ring. I didn't take her with me for buying the ring. I went and bought the ring myself.
Yes.
And she's still wearing the same ring.
Wow, beautiful. And were you engaged for long, Kevin? People didn't get engaged now for 5 or 10 years, which is fine. It's up to them. But how long after you got engaged did you get married?
The following April.
Wow. So it was love. It was obviously love at first.
1980.
It was love at first sight for the pair of you. You just knew that was it.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. Well, it's not funny, but it's one of them things that might have been meant to be. Back in the day, when you were making your first Holy Communion, the boys come out of one aisle and the girls come out of another aisle. And a boy and a girl walks up together to receive their first Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened it was Gritty that I was paired up with.
Oh, wow.
We walked out. And then turn the clock on now. 45 years later from getting married, we're still together.
Beautiful family.
We're probably 17 years. Yeah, so yeah, family. Yeah, good family.
What's the secret? Very proud of them. What is the secret? Please.
Well, the secret is she's very forgiving.
Right. Right.
Just because I was no good boy, but no, look. You just get on with things. Mistakes are made and you rectify the mistakes and hopefully you don't make them again and you carry on and be able to listen and just whatever life throws at you, you have to take it and just remember at the end of the day, it's two of you together.
What about going to sleep on a row? What about going to sleep on a row? Did you ever try and avoid that? Or is it important to tell each other that you love each other every day? Is that important or maybe not so?
Well, we would do, yeah, but it's could go to sleep in a row, all right, no bother. Get up in the morning and think, what was that all about?
All right, that could work too. And your beautiful wife is Greta. You dropped her name. Is it Greta?
Gretty,
okay.
Gretta.
45 years married, engaged a couple of days after they met, married the next year, 45 years on, three beautiful children that you're very proud of. It's a wonderful Valentine's story, Kevin, and I'm so happy for both of you.
Well, now, will you come to the funeral now after a couple of days, time after she just throws me in?
Do you know what? She's going to give you a big kiss, but I would say. Have you used the house to yourselves?
slapping the kissers, you mean?
Right, Kevin, I'm going to leave you to go and try and pick up the pieces of your 45-year-old marriage after
you're
coming
not, you're
home.
Not going to stay online as a witness.
I don't think I want to now. I don't want to hear those noises. I know she's going to give you a cuddle.
Have a good one.
Good luck to you, Kevin. Good luck, Gretty. All right, let's see. Danny's with us. Hiya, Danny. Are you there?
Hello there, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to have you on the show today. Right, OK. We're going to talk about being single too on Valentine's Day, Danny.
Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah, no, I'm a single man. I'm in my 70s now and courted, you know, but never got married. And after listening to Kevin and Gretty, not so much things, I used to work a bit harder than Kevin had to.
But I would say,
like romance.
Yeah, and I'd say in there a couple of dodgy dates.
Oh yeah, well no, and it wasn't so much where there was dodgy dates, but unfortunately it was all with the same girl, and two of them was around Valentine's Day. You know, there was one Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day fell on the Saturday, and I was working up to Friday. So I left it till Friday night to go to the flower shop and the card shop and everything. And this is over 40 years ago. And I rushed into the card shop. I said, I'm looking for a Valentine's Day card. Oh, we have none. We have none. Like, you know, there wasn't there. Couldn't get that. Rushed into the flower shop. I want a dozen red roses. God, there's not a rose to be had, the man says. So I ended up getting white and red carnations. Ooh. And that, you know, and the thing. So the Valentine's Day was the following day. I'd booked a restaurant to go there. That all went well. I gave her the flowers, and she was, I think, like expecting red roses. So the carnations was nice, but it didn't go down too well. And the things. But we had a lovely evening, and I was just saying there that all that the time, even 40 years ago, was it like, you know, the restaurant, the flowers. Some chocolates and that all adds up. So I was talking to a friend of mine who was married. He says, Danny, he says, you're doing it all wrong. He says, the next time, he said, if you want flowers, he says, go down Columbia Road. There's a flower market. You can get a dozen roses down there for £3. So the next year was Valentine's Day, was on the Sunday. So I went down to Columbia Road on the Sunday. I got the dozen roses. It's cheap. We went to a restaurant called Garfunkel's, where you could get the main meal and a salad, and then afterwards we went to the pictures.
Sounds fantastic.
Hello?
I'm listening here. I'm just wondering, Danny, how come that didn't work out? Because what more can a man do?
No, well, like, the pictures we went to after that, like, was a bit not the, I was just thinking about it there, Greg. It was back before the time of the internet, so I had to look up in the local paper where the movies was on, like, you know, and I think the movie went to was, like, Officer and a Gentleman, which went down well.
Okay.
You know, the thing, and then
not a bit saucy, Danny?
No, well, I suppose, no, at the end, I wouldn't say saucy, more romantic, like,
okay,
you know.
I just had this memory of that being a saucy film. Anyway, what happened after that, then?
Well, we came out of the pictures and didn't know the area, you know, we got, because it was not, like, in the area of London that we was. It's a bit further over, so we had a taxi. I said, we might as well finish off the evening, like, in this bar across the road, which is not a bar, but a big pub. And she said, yeah, that's good. That would be good. We went in there, opened the door, and everybody looked at us, turned and looked at us. We was dressed normally, and everybody else in there was all bikers. it's like sort of, you know, like Dirty Dancing. That's more saucy, like going into a biker's sort of club. But everybody was very good. They was all very nice. Like, they just wondered how we had the nerve to go into their pub.
Okay, come here, though, Danny. Is it possible, like, you've talked about how hard you work there to wine and dine your lady. Do you think, you know, we have it tough, us men. Do you think there's too much responsibility on us to get it right at this time of year?
Well, there can be, especially when you're caught in. It's all right, like, you know, most of the people I know is married, and I said, oh, Valentine's Day, you're doing something. That particular friend says, yeah, no, he said, what I do, he said, if I get flowers, it's down, I go down the market and get them. And if we have a meal, you know, you didn't order in a takeaway then delivered. You just went and got a takeaway. That's as far as his romance went when he was married. But me, I was rushing around there was no mobile phones. You couldn't ring up and the things. I had to do everything by foot, you know, go into restaurants, booking the table, getting the flowers, doing that. Like I say, I'm single now. My hair's gone grey from old age, not from stress. But I do know a lot of my friends that are married have all gone bald. So I don't know if there's any relationship to that.
I think there might be. I don't have a hair in my head, Danny. I don't know if that's... Maybe we're getting down to the nitty-gritties of it. But anyway, Danny, you're happily single. Sounds like it to me.
I was explaining there that I'm not against Valentine's Day. I call myself like a bit of an old romantic. Mm. You know, good luck to anybody that enjoys it. But all I can remember back then, especially for this particular one girl, we dated a lot, like, you know, but there was four dates I took her on, and it wasn't disastrous, but they just sort of backfired on me, you know. Mm. And I was just saying, I don't know how people can afford it now, because back then, even that girl, I treated her one time to go to, not treated, because I enjoyed it also, we went to the theatre to go and see Evita. Now you couldn't go to Evita and have a meal afterwards and walk away with anything like under about, say, €500.
Yeah.
In this day and age, you know, there was an actor on the other day saying how expensive it is now that only the rich can afford to go to the theatre.
That's true. But do you know what? If it's real love, money doesn't matter or shouldn't come into it. It's gestures, I think, that people...
No, it didn't. It didn't back then.
Danny, you're making a very good point. Now, Danny, I know you're happily single, right? But you sound like a charmer to me, maybe a bit of a Romeo. I'm sure you're not on dating websites, but maybe you are. That's up to you. Like, are you looking for love?
No.
If someone says, oh, Danny sounds like a bit of all right, he sounds like a bit of a wheeler dealer, a bit of a geezer, I want some of that. Do you want us to get them in contact with you?
Rather than saying love, I say romance.
Yes.
And rather than love in a relationship, at my age, I like companionship from both people. Because me and you, we spoke over 2 years ago, Greg, about a different subject,
right.
You know, the economy and the thing. But I do like to talk to people. I like to be with people. I'm gregarious in my way, but at the other side of me, I'm also a bit of a loner, like, you know?
Yeah. No, that's it. I think that's good. But do you know what?
I hear a lot of people, and I do know a lot of married people, and unfortunately... When they do lose a loved one, it's the companionship that they miss the most, like, you know.
But Danny, too, do you know what you have, which a lot of us don't have, is you know what you want, you know who you are, and there's a contentment and a comfort and a happiness in that as well. A lot of us, you know, you spend your life trying to find out what you want or who you are or what makes you happy, but you've it nailed down, and it sounds like, Danny, it sounds like you're all right, and I really appreciate you contacting us with some of your anecdotes. Loved it, and made some really good points along the way as well. Lovely to speak to you. Don't leave it 2 years, Danny.
I know, Greg, because, you know, the last time we were talking about the things, and then I finished the thing saying, well, I go, to keep the cost down, I do the things just to treat my dog. And then you asked after the dog, like Caesar.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Caesar died a year ago, next week. But he was 18 and a half, like, you know. Again, I miss that companionship.
Exactly. Oh, God, no, that's really sad to hear that, because I know as soon as you mentioned his...
For the size of dog he was, you know, people said, you know, he had a good age.
Mm.
And we used to have a good love life together. Again, Greg, not to compare it like with Valentine's Day, but I used to go, after he passed away and the things like that, I would go out shopping, and I'd be up and down the aisle in the dog food section, and I would have to say to myself, no, you haven't got a dog anymore. Like, it's, you know, lost. Don't be, like looking at treats on that. And but now I'm looking after like a neighbour's dog, and after a year I forget to go. I went out shopping one day, again another anecdote, went out shopping mainly to get stuff for the dog, and I went home with milk and bread but nothing for the dog. I'm like old Mother Hubbard, you know, the poor dog was looking at me.
All right. Okay. Well, as long as you're happy.
You know, you do get in the habit of things, and but no, no.
But would you
it's
get your
like,
own
no,
favorite?
Caesar was good.
Would you get your? I know you'd never replace Caesar because he couldn't. But would you ever? Would you consider getting another dog just for the companionship? You have a ton of love and care to give, Danny. Would you consider getting your own dog again to sort of continue?
Oh
with
yeah,
that?
Yeah. In time, you know. Again, you know, like my family, not all my family, but as part of my family is in England. And when you have a dog, you are tied to the house. You know, you just can't up sticks and go. So that was my intention. But as somebody is like poorly, and the dog's there, I decided, well, I think, you know, like the decent thing, just to look after it. But when everything gets better, I'll sort of try and do what I want to, you know, like there, sort of just to travel, just to see the family again.
Well, Danny,
you know,
come
you
here.
Can lose, although you've got the telephone and the internet and everything else, you can lose touch.
Yeah,
it's nice
sure.
to be together. But they all like to see me, because even when we go out for the meal, it's always disastrous, but in a funny sort of way, like, you know.
Oh,
I'm a bit
Basil
like Low and Hardy mixed together.
Well, Danny, come here. You're a lovely chap. Thanks so much for your conversation. Really appreciate it. And as I say, don't leave it
to
you're
welcome,
years.
Greg. Yeah.
Take care, Danny.
Yeah, and happy Valentine's
and
Day to everybody. Like,
and to you, Danny. Take care. God bless
you. Thank you now.
Bye-bye.